Bank of America will pay $16.65 billion in the case of its toxic mortgages.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Justice Department in the last few minutes announced that Bank of America has agreed to pay nearly $17 billion to settle charges it misled investors by dressing up faulty mortgages ahead of the 2008 financial collapse. B of A will pay a $9.7 billion penalty and $7 billion more to relieve struggling borrowers. Lawrence White is an economics professor at New York University's Stern School of Business.
It's not going to cripple the company, but it gets headlines. It wipes out their annual profit. I'm sure they're saying to themselves, this is largely about organizations we acquired. Let's just get this behind us.
J.P. Morgan agreed to $13 billion for this kind of thing, Citigroup $7 billion. Now, if I had a device that would make me a fortune, it would be something that would reveal when exactly the Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates. When the chair of the Fed speaks at the big conference of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming on Friday, it is that piece of information, when with the higher rates are ready, for which financial players will be scouring. Susan Schmidt is managing director U.S. equities at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. She joins us now. Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
So some thought the labor market in America was weak enough to delay the inevitable higher rates until maybe next fall. What do you think we'll get from the chair of the Federal Reserve on Friday?
Janet Yellen, now Fed chair, has made a big point of saying that she's going to move away from quantitative data, so those precise numbers, to qualitative. So she's giving herself a lot of wiggle room. And as the market looks and evaluates her comments, they're really guessing as to when the rate change might come. Given the positive economic data that we're seeing, the market's shifting back to a potential June 15 timeline.
All right, speaking of the markets and the stock market in particular, I mean, this is the time of year where a lot of the Wall Street folks are still off on vacation. I know this for a fact. It's thinly traded, but it's been quite strong this summer.
Surprisingly so. Despite having horrible headline news from around the world, buffeting the stock market, and the market didn't flinch. And so we barely dipped 5%. The S&P is back near all-time highs. That correction that people thought might be beginning to occur, which is healthy, in July just didn't materialize.
Susan Schmidt at Mesirow Financial, thank you for this briefing.
Thank you.
Amid the ongoing story of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and its shocking human cost, an update now on the economies of the countries most acutely affected, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. Here's reporter Kate Davidson.
Ebola's economic harm is both micro and macro. J. Peter Pham with the Atlantic Council says it starts small.
Shop vendors, stalls that are the basis of the economy for ordinary people in these countries are affected by curfews, nighttime closings.
Add in border closings and flight cancellations, contractors with the mining company ArcelorMittal declared an act of God and left Liberia. Charles Lorry with the global risk consultancy Maplecroft says workers are reluctant to
participate in jobs where large numbers of people are collecting at any one given time.
And this adds up. An initial World Bank IMF projection said Guinea could lose a full percentage point of GDP growth. Lorry says the region's poverty means it's heavily reliant on international aid to shore up health infrastructure. Governments are also selling bonds.
Again, these countries are extremely poor, so borrowing money is not much of a long-term solution.
I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
It takes a big man to go on national radio to reveal his ignorance, and I am that big man as I turn to face Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, with his challenging quiz questions that he brings to us from time to time about our globalized world. Morning, my friend.
Good morning, big man, otherwise known as David to me.
All right. What are the questions here?
So the biggest war that the Americans are fighting is the war on poverty, not the one wherever, fill in the blank, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria or so. Started in 1964. which of the U.S.'s major racial groups still has the highest poverty rate? Is it A, white Americans, B, Asian Americans, C, Hispanic Americans, or D, black Americans?
That's a tough one. I've looked through the demographics of this over the years. We can stipulate it's not Asian Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, in fact, African Americans?
It is African Americans in one sense, by number, by percentage, 27.2%. That means more than 1 in 4 of all African Americans. That's, in a way, the old story. The new story, we see these stories about Appalachia and poverty and so on in the papers and everywhere else, is that while whites only have a poverty rate of just under around 9%, they are the largest group. It's 40% of the 46.5 million Americans. So almost 19 million white Americans are poor.
What does it say about Hispanic people?
Hispanic people are sort of trying to improve. They're too close to the African-American average at 25.6%. That's 3 times the white Americans' rate and double the rate of Asian Americans. But here comes the shocker. When Johnson started his war on poverty, that was all about getting old people mainly off the rolls. When it comes to old people, we've certainly come a long way. Because people who are over 65 years of age have a poverty rate of only 9%. And here's what. Under 18-year-olds, what's their poverty rate?
I have no idea. What's the percentage?
It is 21.8%, over 1 in 5. Think about America's future. We're doing right by the old people. We're doing tragically poorly for the young.
You can follow Stefan Richter on Twitter, at The Globalist. Stefan, thank you.
You're very welcome, David.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.